and onto the west-east aligned ridge. The highest point was over 230 metres above sea level, and the view was spectacular. To the south, the glittering blue of the English Channel. To the north, the densely wooded claylands of the Weald. On such a clear day, you could even see the airliners circling around Gatwick Airport, some 40 miles to the north. The archaeological monuments I had come to survey were spread out along a 1 kilometre stretch of the ridge, mostly within an area bounded by 2 prehistoric cross dikes, linear ditches and banks to the west and east. This was my first visit to this part of the Downs, and I was looking forward to getting my teeth into some really first-class archaeology, unhindered by the necessity of placating an owner. I also knew that, because the area was in Maurice Farthington's care, the monuments were likely to be in good condition, which made my job easier and a lot more pleasant all round. The rabbit grazed turf was springy beneath my boots. If you looked closely, you could see that it was made up of a lot of tiny plants, not just grass. It was what the ecologists called herb-rich. I stopped for a swig out of my water bottle and sat down for a moment on a hummocky old anthill.